Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of
Talk Radio.
So we have here some.
Hello and welcome to Miss Worth It Speaks, and welcome our co-host Cece Carr. How you doing today, Chelsea?
Good afternoon, everybody. I am well, Miss Worth It. How about you?
I am well. We thank you for joining us today with our amazing topic, Sister to Sister. What does true sisterhood look like to you? And one of our poll statements was that, must female friends, acquaintances, or relatives behave so erratically? How do we build true relationships without destroying one another? So we are here to talk about it today and hope that you're excited to join us on our talk show. And we have a guest, and our guests, we have some guests, and they should be from the Worth It group, Women of Righteousness, Truth, and Honor. And so we thank you for joining us today. Who do we have live on this evening? Hello? Okay, well, they didn't speak up just that moment. Ms. Carr, are you still there?
I am.
All right, so what do you think about this? Let's kick it off with Sister to Sister. What does true sisterhood look like to you?
Well, that's a very broad question and one that's near and dear to my heart. What true sisterhood looks like to me is it's two sisters who are loyal, two families that are loyal to each other, that have a love and support for each other, and that care genuinely about the needs and what's going on with the other one, you know, even to the point where they put their own personal needs aside to support the efforts of their friend.
Right, right, and that's excellent. And, you know, when you talk about true sisterhood, we're talking about women coming together, not sisters through the bloodline, but just women coming together to support one another as friends, as confidants, you know, and holding a true relationship as sisters. You know, biblically, we see in that there was sisterhood back then with Naomi and, you know, different women with Elizabeth and her cousin and, you know, different relationships. But in those relationships, you see that one could go to the other in a time of need and that person be there for them. Or if there was something going on that, per se, the one sister was not up to par with or not, say, in order or doing what's right, there was no really tearing down, but in addressing the issue, it would be addressed with the spirit of love. And so we don't see that today as much as we should. We see a lot of women pulling each other down, you know, and there's no saying that, you know, it's like crabs. One crab trying to get out the bucket, the other ones are not going to let him. They're going to pull it back down. And that's what we see in today's society, especially with social media. But with reality TV, we see women on there and they're getting along horribly, attacking one another. We see women sleeping with each other's boyfriends, husbands, just a whole lot of foolishness going on. And so I would like for us to really talk about what is the issue. What do you think the issue is going on? Is our guest there?
Yes, I am.
Who do we have with us today?
This is Missy Jones.
Hello, Missy. Thank you for joining us today. And so jump right in with that question. We thank you for joining us. And we just want to know, what do you think causes this behavior, this erratic behavior that is going on between women today, or females, must I say, because I wouldn't say that that's a grown woman acting like I see them acting.
I think it's the devil way of distracting us to separate us. Because we're powerful when we're together. So it's a way to divide us. it's just a way to distract mm-hmm. us, because, you know, when we're together, we're powerful. So if he distracts us, he would throw anything at us to distract us, to, you know, separate us, to separate us. So that's what I think.
Exactly. And that's a great point. You're exactly right, because when we're together and we're standing one with another, we can do great things. For instance, Misty Jones is the owner and, I would say, producer of her own magazine. And, Misty, tell us a little bit about your magazine.
The name of my magazine is I Am Every Woman Magazine, and I encourage women. You know, I named it I Am Every Woman because we are every woman. We do everything. We do so much as a woman. We cook, we clean. You know, even though we probably didn't go to school to be a doctor, we are doctors, we are lawyers, we are bankers. We are every woman. So
exactly.
I'm every woman. We encourage, we empower, we whatever. We are that. So I'm Every Woman Magazine. You can follow me at imeverywomanmagazine.com.
Great. Awesome. imeverywomanmagazine.com. And I brought that up not only because she is a special guest, but also she is a part of WORTH, Women of Righteousness, Truth, and Honor, which is a women's group that I started a couple of years ago. And I brought that statement up because through that magazine, I happened to be honored at through that ad magazine in their company for being a philanthropist. And so with that, with women standing together and in that occasion, during that event, there were different women who were being honored for different things. But as we came together as a whole, you can see the different things that we are able to accomplish because we can empower one another. So I thank Ms. Jones for making that comment that it is an attack from the enemy that tries to distract us so that we won't be there one with another. And we really need to learn to tear down the walls, and that's why we're taking this time and this segment to talk about it, because we have to start tearing down these walls. We have to stop looking at one another and beginning to pull in our mind a way to destroy that sister instead of pulling that sister up. Ms. Carr, you have any comments on this?
You know what came to mind when you ladies were speaking is that every tree has a root. And to me, when I look at this growing trend, unfortunately, as a whole, I see it has a lot to do with self-esteem issues. It has a lot to do with, you know, not having moral character, Christian values. And so when we look as a whole, we understand the value and the worth of each other and get to the essence of understanding that just because I compliment you doesn't take away from me. You know, I think that we can do better growing. And Missy made a really good point. There is strength in numbers. And throughout the Bible, and when you look at United States at large, women have extreme power, you know, but how we use that power is up to us.
Exactly.
And power is what we need in order to achieve a lot of things that needs to be achieved. And you're right. A lot of it has to do with low self-esteem and, you know, the way you were raised and how you were treated. But, however, now we're at a point as women where we should be able to look past that. When you get to a certain age, we should be able to look past that and see another woman for truly who she is, a created being that by God. You know, in all that you are, you know, there's power and there's authority in it because God gave us that. But, you know, we find that a lot of older women are not even reaching back to help pull up the younger women. And I say that because we see younger women doing things that are inappropriate. But it's kind of how we go at them. How do we talk to them, you know? Instead of turning our nose up and, you know, just saying, that's terrible. I can't believe her mom or what kind of family they came from. It's a lot of women doing things that didn't come from bad families or bad upbringing. It's a choice that they made when they got into these streets. And these streets do not mean any of us any good. And so I say that women, we have to learn to be compassionate. We have to learn to be kind. We have to learn to be trustworthy. We're on here and we're keeping it real. We got to learn to be honest with one another. And it's not what you say, it's how you say it. So if I love my and I see that, you know, there's a stain on her clothes, don't whisper to somebody else, but just go over there nicely and say, excuse me, you know, there's a little stain right there, you know, whatever. But and I'm sure that person will be able to receive that depending on the way that you convey that information to them. So with that being said, you know, television today, I'm a TV watcher, okay? I know there are a lot of people who say, I don't watch TV because this, this, and this. Well, I'm a strong woman, and TV can't deter me one way or the other. I watch it for a lot of reasons. And when I'm watching it, it also gives me an opportunity as the woman of God that I am to be able to pray for situations. For instance, Atlanta Housewives. Now, y'all know it's just too much going on the Atlanta, I mean, not Atlanta Housewives. Is it Atlanta Housewives? No, it's, what is it, y'all? Love and Hip Hop or one of those shows, but it's just a little bit too much going on that show. And instead of these women helping one another and encouraging one another, they are beating each other up. I mean, just putting all their business out there, tearing the destroying the character of one another. And as adults, we need to learn not to do that. And the world is just excited about that. They watch it. They think that's the way to go. Our young girls think that's cool to cuss each other out, to get on tables and fight one another. I mean, what do you think about this? What do you think about these women carrying on in such a way that it is just really so distracting and so discouraging? Think about that for a second, and we're going to take a small break. We want to play a little clip from Bruce Marley, an up-and-coming producer who write beats, and I just want you all to take a quick listen to his song because he will be a guest on our show real soon. And that was Bruce Marley, up-and-coming producer and artist who will be joining us in a couple of weeks on the show. We introduced one of his smooth beats a week or so ago. And Bruce Marley is a fine young man. Check him out at Bruce Marley on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. All right. Thank you, ladies. So as we took that break, we were talking about the Atlanta Housewives and the different different reality shows, basketball-wise, where these women are on there just acting so out of character for the queens that they are. So, you know, Miss Cece, our co-host, what do you think about that?
Well, you know, it really grieves me, you know, and I'm not an avid TV watcher, but, you know, as I come in contact and as I just take opportunity to look, simply because a lot of it is done for hype and for ratings, you know, because that's what society thrives on, is any type of negative behavior and just opportunity to get people looking and focusing on someone in a negative light. that's the thing that really saddens me, because they can use that same, you know, power and energy to promote positive things. And like you said, there are so many in the viewing audience that are affected by that. You know, a lot of the ladies, if you meet them off of camera, they're nothing like what they portray on film, you know, on camera. So they need to be held, they need to be responsible for what they're doing, you know, held responsible for their actions.
Well, you know, I know a lot of it is for ratings, CC, but a lot of it is real too. You have, and if you follow, you know, some of these women on Twitter and in everyday life, they are really against one another. They are really torn and not speaking to one another. So, you know, they allow themselves, I mean, it's reality with some structure. So some of it is structure, but the behavior of them not getting along is things that they allow to be stirred up. And, you know, that is just really tacky within itself, you know, that you cannot, you know, you're sitting on there, for instance, talking about, well, I'm a millionaire, I make millions, and you could never be me and this and that. You know, it's really sad that our women are getting, that we're in competition like that, because we're all created for something and to do something. And it doesn't matter about what, how much money you make or what you do. It's about what I do with what God has given me, you know. So, Missy, what do you think about these reality shows and the character of these women?
Well, you know, clearly it's not right the way they're acting, but and they're doing it for money, like you guys already said. But and if they're doing it just for the money, is getting in their heart, because like you said, you know, they doing it not only on TV, they doing it in person, because you're following them on Facebook and Instagram and all that stuff. They doing it in person, and it's just not right. You know, they downgrading themselves, and the kids are watching. You know, our kids are watching, so that's another reason why we as parents, we have to do positive things in our community so our kids can see, you know, because they're looking at them. We think they're not looking at them. They're looking at them. So we have to put positive things out there so our kids can see, you know, positive things, so they can see, okay, you know, not only in my household, okay, they can see what I do positive, but if they see Miss Worth out there doing something positive, oh, that's a cool chick, but she doing some good positive stuff. Or if they see Miss Cece out there doing something positive, oh, she really cool, and she doing some nice stuff too. You know, she doing some nice stuff too. So, I mean, if they see other people doing positive things, vice versa, if your child see me doing something positive and I'm cool, you know, then they're going to be, okay, well, it is some cool people out here doing some positive things, not only bad people doing, you know, negative things.
And that's exactly right. And you know what? The thing about it is, when you say we have to make sure that we're introducing something different in the community as well, we have to, because as you stated, when these young people see women like Miss Worth It or Miss Cece or Miss Tish or Miss Missy and different women like who are in our women's group, Worth It, you know, Miss Worth It, they begin to see, well, they don't act the same way these other women are acting. And that's the thing. We have to make sure that we're opening the eyes of young people in the community to know that just because that's what you see them doing, that does not mean that's what all women are doing. And that's why we are airing this show, Sister to Sister, because we want every woman listening to know you don't have to betray your friends. You don't have to talk down about your friends just because she get a new car and you feel like she can't afford it. What you have to do is be encouraging to her. You have to support her and encourage her with love, but don't go against her. Don't tear her down. We have to build one another up and know that we don't have to act that way. It's not necessary for us to tear each other down, for us to attack one another. And so we need to really, really take hold of the situation as far as females. We need to take hold of this situation and learn that it's okay to walk into a place and say, hi, how you doing? Oh, that's a nice bag. You know, and have a conversation with another woman and not be afraid that, oh, I can't let anybody in. It is okay to let people in. We want to thank you, Missy, for joining us today. And we hope that you will come back and join us again, and that you'll take this conversation piece, sister to sister, and help us to network out here in the community to build our women up, to build up not just young women, but even the old women and even the middle-aged women, women in our caliber. We got to build them up. And so we want to thank you for taking the time to join us today, and we're going to take another caller, and we want Miss Misty to join this revolution. We're going to call it a revolution for sisterhood. What about that?
Yes,
okay. Thank you, Misty, and congratulations to I'm Every Woman magazine. Can't wait till I could be up in that magazine one day, girl. Have Miss Worth it in there now.
Okay, I will. You guys have a good day.
Take care, my dear.
Bye-bye.
Okay, Cece, well, the other caller just dropped. I was going to bring them on. If you're listening, call us right back. However, you know, that was really a really good point what Misty was saying, Cece, about, you know, reaching out in the community and showing these kids who we are, you know?
Right. And, I mean, you know, we have to be affiliated. I mean, we talk about it quite frequently on the show, being affiliated with organizations just such as the one that we're a part of, Justice from A to Z, if we get it to the community. I mean, we have to spread our wings and go beyond just the borders of the four corners of our walls, of our four and no more. We really have to be our sister's keeper. And we touched on it some with just, you know, taking them to the side and having the conversation. And even if we don't feel like it's working, you know, we just have to plant the seed. And it starts one person at a time. We have so much worth and so much value. And there's beauty in all of us. If we can just take off the, you know, some of them, the hate glasses and see the beauty, you know?
Exactly. And, you know, when women get together, there's so much that we can accomplish, you know, because behind every great man is a great woman. And there are a lot of brothers out there who will tell you, I accomplished this with my soldier on my side. You know, if it wasn't for her being there with me, giving me that encouragement, boosting me, standing by me, I may not have accomplished some of the things that I've accomplished. And so imagine with us as women coming together, if we can assist and empower a man to reach his level, and he's the king that God created him to be, what do you think about all the queens coming together? We can bring about change. And as you stated, with A to Z, we work with young people in the community. We have a program called the Positive Male Response. But however, even though we're working with males, we don't leave the young women out, and that's what worth is all about. Women of righteousness, truth, and honor. We reach back and pull up some young girl, you know, so that she can be inspired, encouraged, you know, that we can input in her so that she can be the next big thing out there, you know, and then she doesn't have to be worried about my friends hating on me, my female friends hating on me, but she can learn that, yes, you may have to stand alone, but as long as you keep being a strong-minded young woman and not tearing down others, God will place great women in her life, you know? So that's one of the great things about the programs. And we want to encourage all of the sisters out there that's listening, stop hating. Stop looking for something negative in your sister. That's the key, Cece. When we look for something negative, we can find anything. And half of the time, it's not even true, some of the stuff that be coming out. You know, but we have to stop trying to find something negative. And even when we do see an issue, it's about how we address the issue, you know? We have that caller back. Let's go ahead and have them come on for a minute. Hi, who? Your name?
This is Q.
Oh, we have a gentleman joining us this evening. Hello, Q. How are you today?
I'm doing all right. I just had a question for you ladies. I don't know, maybe it's just my perspective, and from a woman's perspective, I just would like to know, why do you think it's so difficult for women to work together? Like, why is it always so catty and so everything's so competition and territorial? You know, why do you think that is?
Go ahead. You want to address that, Cece? Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to address it real quick. I think we touched on this some with the esteem. I think, for me personally, I've worked around settings with a lot of women, and there are things that kind of stick out. But I know who I am. And when you know who you are, you're not threatened by someone else. A lot of times I think women see things that are strength or something that they want to emulate in another woman instead of embracing that as an opportunity to say, oh, you know, I see you're good at this, or I see you're good at that. You know, it becomes one of those self-war situations. And so they miss the essence. They miss the essence.
Right, exactly. And that's a great point, because instead of embracing it, they feel threatened. And that's one of the keys, Q. Women have to embrace one another and not feel that just because she's on this platform, she'll look down on me. You know, I work with a great woman, and I chose to, you know, take this position because I saw something that I believed in my spirit she needed from me, but I also saw something that I needed from her. And, you know, she's a powerful woman. She makes millions. She's the owner of Tax City USA, three companies, as well as her new school that she's going to be opening up this fall. And, you know, I'm not threatened by her because, like Cece stated, I know who I am. You know, I know who I was created to be. And when I say that, God created me just like he wanted me. He fashioned and he orchestrated me with the mindset that I have, with the desire that I have, and I don't take it lightly. And one of the things I would say to women is you have to look in the mirror at yourself. And you have to believe and be thankful for who you were created and take that not as a challenge. You take that as a positive impact that, you know what, if God created me like this, then I'm going to work with what I have. Don't sit on it because he's giving you opportunity. You can enhance anything there is you want to enhance, your knowledge, mm-hmm. your look, whatever it is. He has given you the open structure, and now all you have to do is take it and acknowledge it. Thank you, Q, and we hope that we were able to answer your question. We can't speak for every woman out there, but what we can speak to is to every woman out there, that there is no reason for you to be getting into it and caught up with all of this foolishness with your sister. Embrace your sister. Embrace her as the woman that you know you desire to be, and you will learn from one another. We have to know that it is okay to learn from one another, and it's just like in a relationship with a man and a woman. There is no competition with husband and wife. You become partners, and you help each other to achieve all the things that you desire. And relationships, no matter whether it's husband and wife, mother, daughter, father, son, no matter what it is, or friends, having a beautiful relationship starts with love, honesty, and having compassion for one another. So we want to...
You mind if I ask a follow-up question?
That every woman doesn't have a problem being catty, but the ones that do, that may be their problem, looking within themselves. I'll give you a quick comment, Mr. Q.
Yes, real quick. I know y'all got to go, but I guess is it just the black community where that's, or is that just how it's portrayed? Like, is this across the board through all races, women working together, or the inability for them to work together, in your opinion?
Well, I tell you, and I have mingled and been friends with other women in other races, and every race has its issue. Every race has its issue. But however, we do see that women of color sometimes stand out, and it's portrayed that we have a major issue. And I can't speak for the Caucasian sisters because I'm not Caucasian, or the Philippines, or whoever. But what I can say for the sisters, that it's time to stop it. It's time for us to stand up and be together, because society and this world believe that people of color cannot get along, period. They see no essence in the black women and men of, you know, of color. The black men and women, or people of color. So I really don't know, but what I am going to close with today, Mr. Q, is that there are a group of women who we get along fine. We have issues, but we address those issues like the women we are. And that's women of worth, women of righteousness, truth, and honor, because we know our worth. We are who God created us to be, and that's queens. Divine and orchestrated in his image. And so no matter what people have to say, We stand knowing that we are the queens and that we know our worth and that we don't have issues with one another. Thank you, Ms. for joining Ms. Worth It Speaks. Thank you with my co-host CC Carr, and you have been live with Ms. Worth It Speaks today. Thank you.